Wasted isn't the sort of book I'd ordinarily want to read. There are enough murders in the tabloids and on television, and they all look the same. Those smeared or vacant faces, the cops with their peculiar baby talk, the lawyers like clenched fists, the jurors who babble to journalists, and the sentencing that seems less like justice than a reading of entrails. But Linda Wolfe is one of our best reporters. She sinks from sight for a year or two, down to the lower behavioral depths, among monsters hideous to look at, creatures deformed by the fathoms. And then she comes back with a bad news book about professors and prostitutes, or murderous medical siblings, or even female sexuality. And Robert Chambers and Jennifer Levin belong to a prep school subculture as familiar to me as my own children. They met in August 1986 in a bar, Dorian's Red Hand, just a couple of blocks from where I live in Manhattan. And they went to my own Central Park. And from his enormous vacancy, he reached out and killed her. And out of his enormous contempt, he blamed the victim for rough sex. The newspapers loved it, all that stuff about Jennifer's diary. And so did the late-night news, with the videotapes of Chambers in a negligee at a slumber party. And sure enough, there'll be a TV movie later this month. I've seen it, and you can forget it. Read Wolfe instead. From Wasted, we learn, as the jury didn't, of Robert's socially ambitious mother, his alcoholic father, his history of drug abuse and petty theft, and the burglary charges outstanding against him. We learn of Jennifer's broken home, bi-coastal uprootings, social insecurities, and fatal desire to please. We hear about the lawyers, the judge, the bloody long-sleeve shirt, the missing Chambers maid, and the sloppy police work. We are left with a picture of the ordinary girl next door and an affectless sociopath. Neither party can bear a mythic weight. They are in no way exemplary. What horrifies about Wasted is that no jury would have let Chambers off so easily if they'd known anything about him. They heard all about Jennifer's diet pills and nothing at all of Robert's cocaine. Wolfe suggests that there's something seriously wrong with a legal system that tries the victim. But that's all she does, suggest. She doesn't bully, nor smarm. Except in a thoughtful epilogue, you won't find the reporter in the reportage, making herself a part of the story. She isn't a Joe McGinnis, who lived in the penthouse of someone he'd come to believe was a murderer, nor a Janet Malcolm, who gave bed and board to a man she'd later savage in a book. Wolfe simply interviews everybody, and sifts what they say through her fierce intelligence, and ends up knowing more about Levin than her father did, more about Chambers than his mother did. In my neighborhood, she found sources who never even mentioned the case to me. And now at night, when I walk by Dorian's Red Hand, I know the original ancient bloody Irish meaning of the name, which the tabloids never told me. I also know, and wish I didn't, that a stoned Chambers used to nod off on the stoop of an east side brownstone that happens to be my very own. The ordinary and the sociopathic are too close to home.